What's up, guys? What is up? Oh man, dude, I'm excited to be here right now.
I'm doubly excited. Wait, doubly's not a
doubly,
real word.
No,
right?
Doubly. I like it. Doubly's good.
Okay, so doubly is a word. All right, so I'm doubly excited to be here. I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend, and I did such a poor job of bringing him into the fold last time. I dropped.
Have
the
you been
working?
I hope you've been working on it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the vocal cords are ready. I don't have a pop filter on, so I don't want to get too close, because then I'll really mess it up, guys. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here surrounded by the one, the only, the multi-talented, the voice of the in-ring announcing world of Monday Night Raw and, by the way, pay-per-views, including WrestleMania, Mr. Iron Mike! Yeah, I can't go that long, but yeah. Yeah, I would have like lost it there. Rome, Rome, Rome. Is that good with the echo?
It was so good. It was good. It was great.
All right, cool. I'm happy about that. I'm happy. And people in the chat room are really happy about that. That I didn't smash that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really excited to be here with all of you today. Like I said before, I'm here with Mike. Today, Steve is in Vegas and he's doing some signings. And you know, he's doing the huge 25 year anniversary tour still. So we thought, who better than to bring on the show for the man who has been here before and had so much to say, and the time blew by. So I thought we just jump right in and talk about everything Rangers with Mr. Mike Rome.
I gotta say, I don't want to interrupt you here, but no, I like not. The little pan down to your shirts. Because all right, just go ahead and show your shirt off.
I'm dropping elbows on all these.
Everybody,
Twitch
he just like
people.
Casually pans the camera down, like, check out this. Oh yeah, look at mine.
Check out Boom. This. I know. I messed up. Listen.
I'm representing you right now, and you're representing my world. It worked out.
It's like
subconsciously.
Boom. It just it just melts together. Big shout out to everybody on the chat. Thank you for being on here with us today. We really appreciate having you all on here. Like we love, I mean, they're hosting, they're having a great time. I'm pretty sure you have it up somewhere too, Mike, where you're able to
see
everybody here. You have your Rage crew.
I see the Rage family in the house.
The Rage family is in the house. And you know, one of the things that I really love about the whole Power Rangers series is that it meshes very well with everything else in the world, including, you know, wrestling, because it's pop culture. So, Mike, I know you had a lot of stuff that you and I spoke about off air, and we have, like, I want to say a plethora of things that we want to bring to you guys. And before I do, I'm going to just do this little change here, Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Morphin Grid.
What?
If you are watching us right now, behind us, we have this beautiful... And it's going to get better too, right? It's going to get better too. So, Alice, how are you, Alice? We are going to be... Mike, I think... Can I officially say that you're going to be... This is like predating the actual big show that we're going to do for Into the Morphin Grid, and you're going to be hopefully joining me to...
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Really blow it out of the water.
As many times as you want, I will be there. I will talk Rangers with you all day. Let's go.
Look at that. And we could have some special guests along the way as well. So, that'll be cool. So let's start with this, Mike. We spoke off air about this, and we've been staying in touch about it. First things first, what are the Power Rangers doing after the season, man? I don't know if you've seen what they've been posting. I don't know if you've noticed what's been happening. I asked Steve, and Steve is trying to get his hands and his information as well. What do you think is happening right now? Is this the last season that you think that will be live action, bro? Like, what do you think? And you guys in the chat, please, I'm reading the chat as we go along, so I want to get your input as well.
I don't know. I mean, even just the thought of that is just weird, because if you think back, since the 90s, we've had live action Power Rangers, and even back before that, just, you know, Super Sentai in Japan. It's just one of those things. It's like, to think about the fact that this could be the last season, I just don't believe that. Like, I can't believe that, especially the fact that we've heard so many rumors right now that Hasbro has gone, you know, all in with the movie universe, and they're trying to do all this stuff. So like, why go in on a movie universe if you're going to can a series that everybody's, you know, like that directly feeds into the other? Why not get something that ties in with a movie and push it that way? It doesn't make any sense to end one and have another.
And I saw you post something or two that you reshared on your Instagram, and it was the fact that they could be doing a movie that follows the 90s characters.
Yep.
A continuation of them, maybe showing the new Rangers how to do the thing. So, I mean, how do you feel about that?
So far, I'll actually read this to you. So it says, this is the last report that came out from like credible sources, but it says like the new team will not be limited to 5 Rangers, and it will include an original lineup of heroes. Hasbro is also looking to create a truly diverse cast, which will include a different races and members of the LGBTQ community. The report also states that there are plans to cast a female lead. It says that the current script, as it stands right now, I guess, has Lord Zedd as the villain of the film. I mean, bro, Lord Zedd, like, you sold me. I mean, I was already in, but you have me at Lord Zedd. Like, Lord Zedd as a villain is, I mean, he's just such a badass villain. And it says it'll have different looks for the Ranger suits and Zords from Ranger's history. No information on possible shooting dates, but they are talking about that there may be time travel involved.
Yeah,
so
right.
That it'll take them back to the time when we all checked into Power Rangers. So it'll take them back to the Mighty Morphin time. So there will be some kind of crossover, which is my, like, here's the thing. The new movie, I know some people hate it, some people liked it. I enjoyed it. Just, you know, we all had our time with Rangers, and everything has to change and evolve. However, with that said, I don't know if you saw, I just posted, somebody posted this thing on Instagram, and I reposted it, and it said, and I fully believe this, I would love to see a movie with the original cast come back to train the new Rangers. Like, that was a whole thing. That was the thing you were talking about. Like, I want to see that. Like, I would totally sell out for that all day. That way, it's kind of the same thing, like in wrestling, like you have new people and then you have like the established guys, and the new guys come in and they end up beating the established guys, which puts them over, and eventually people start to, you know, go after them or start to like them. It's the same thing for that universe. You get the established guys in there, you put over the new team, and now you can run with this new team.
I agree. Shout out to Raging Veteran on the chat who said his favorite villain is Ivan Ooze.
Dude, Ivan was another one. Where's my autograph book?
Ivan just, you know, when they created the movie universe, they wanted to do so many things that were like not done on the show and not make it seem so show-like, I guess, the corny. But to me, it was just more or less like, man, they should have somehow incorporated what was happening in the movie with the show, because the show went and did its own freaking story with Ninjor, and that kind of, like, to me as a kid, ruined it. I was like, why is there two storylines? And I want you to notice something, and I know you probably have. When you watch the Power Ranger movies, when Tommy morphs, doesn't he morph into the White Tiger, not Tiger Zord? Did you ever notice that? I want you to go back.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll have to go back and check that out.
If anybody goes back and watches the Power Ranger movie, I want you to notice.
Yeah, he does say White Tiger.
That when he does morph, he says, White Tiger. And I'm like, wait a second.
What? But I think that was, I feel like, wasn't that because of the fact that they were trying to switch to animals? Like, they were trying that whole, because the whole season was, they were going into the whole Ninjetti thing. So they were like trying to switch over into the animals where they morphed with their animals.
Right. But this,
like,
this is before they went off.
I think they were so weird.
I'm like, why
testing
would they,
it out.
Why would
it's always a merch thing. I feel like everything back then was a merch thing. So they did something. So now they're like, oh, we have Tiger Zord merch. Now there's, you know, White Tiger. Just go back and forth.
I know. To me, I was just like, no, like, he predated Wild Force, because they had White Tiger in Wild Force as the female ranger, the female, like, white and blue ranger. She was she was White Tiger. And I'm like, wait a second, they knew something.
You also had a lot of the same writers and producers for a long time through the series, up until like near the end of the Disney era. You still had some of the same writers and producers that came back. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of crossover and ideas throughout all the seasons.
Yeah. So, by the way, shout out to everyone here in the chat once again. And I see, hi, Alex. Where's Steve? Well, I know you're probably here a little late, but Steve is actually off in Vegas right now. He's doing some signings at some local comic shops out there. And then he'll be back for this week. And then he actually takes off again next weekend. He's going to be out in Minneapolis. So, he's doing the
Tuesday.
Tour, man. The big tour, which is great, you know.
He'll be back Tuesday though.
We'll have a special guest by the name of, I've heard of him about once or twice.
Never heard of him.
Jason David Frank, mess that up. I believe that's his name, and I seen him twice. I saw him as White and Green Ranger.
Right.
So I do remember who he is. But no,
the legend.
The legend, yeah. So that's another thing, man. Growing up, you know, I know we jumped right into the whole thing of talking about the movie and where it's going, but that's the hot topic right now. Let's kind of like dial it back a little bit, and let's talk about like where did you fall in line when Rangers first came out? How old were you, Mike? Like when? How did you like fall in love with these multicolored individuals?
What year did it?
93, I think they came out.
Was it 93?
92 so or 93, yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to think. I was in Okinawa, Japan. So my parents are military, so we got stationed in Okinawa.
Marine Corps?
And like Navy.
Oh, okay.
So they were, I'm trying to think, there was like 88, 89, 90. So I did all the years there. So I was watching Super Sentai and the Masked Rider series, the Kamen Rider series. And I watched all that and like Dragon Ball and everything. And then when I came over here, I feel like it was like 1 or 2 years or just a couple years before. And then they started playing those like teasers of like, I was like, oh, I watched that. And like, that was the thing is like, that was the easiest thing for me to watch. Like it was so easy to figure out like good guy, bad guy, that whole thing. So, you know, as an American in Japan and not really knowing fully the language, it was like the easiest thing to pick up. So I sold out immediately. Like I was like, I love this. And I'm a big superhero guy. So you give me a superhero team, I'm all for it. So I remember that. And then I remember seeing the trailers here, and I remember them showing, Day of the Dumpster, like they kept doing previews of that and like the villain. And I had seen the original episode in Japan. So I was like, oh man, this is going to be crazy. So I remember when it first came on, I was like, oh, I'm in. And I was solid invested. I think one of my first dates was to the Power Ranger movie. I remember going to that.
Wow, with your date?
Yeah.
Was she a Power Ranger fan, or was she just like,
I don't think she was. Not, if I remember correctly, she wasn't, but you know, hey, once a nerd, always a nerd.
I agree. I mean, look where you're at now, so it's better. So don't worry about it.
Exactly. So I remember watching the movie and I was like, oh, cool. I think I dipped out around Turbo.
Me too.
Turbo kind of, and this is nothing against Justin. I think I was really bitter when they replaced certain people and they brought this kid in. I was like, how come he gets to be a Ranger and I don't? I think everybody was at that time. And it just was so, everything was so like all over the place with the cast had switched so many times and they had just done all this stuff. And I was just kind of like, eh. And I was already older at that point.
Right.
I think older than their like core audience. So I kind of sold out. And then I remember coming back for Space. I remember coming back for In Space and I was like, oh, okay, cool. They've got this whole storyline of Zordon and this. And that. Okay, I'm back in. Let's go. But then I never watched the rest. I didn't pick up most of the Disney stuff. I missed like, I think I came back for SPD and then Dino Thunder.
Yeah.
Because JDF was back. But that, I mean,
that's a,
I had to go back and retro like watch everything.
I'll tell you what. So I stopped watching around Lost in Space. Was it Lost in Space? No, In Space.
In Space. In Space. Power Rangers. Lost in Space. Space. Space.
Oh my God. I just mixed two different worlds there together. But yeah. So Danger Tommy. Yeah. So I kind of stopped watching around that time. Right. And then, I left to the Marine Corps and, I was gone for a long time. And didn't even know that Disney picked it up, right? So I looked for it on Fox. Like on Saturday mornings, I would wake up early to go do something. I was like, I wonder if Power Rangers is still on. And I would go and check, and it was nothing. I saw nothing. So to me, I was just like, oh, I guess it's gone forever. Goodbye. You know?
I mean, I tried so hard to stay in with Turbo. I really did. Like I tried really hard. And you know, those guys gave everything they could. It's just the writing was just, I mean, it was even the movie, like the only redeeming qualities about the movie were like, you know, Jason came back and Kimberly was there. So you had those two and it was like, great. And Diva Tox is, fantastic. Like Diva Talks was great. There were so many little pieces. I think after like surviving through the machines and you know, the car, like all that stuff and like switching back and forth and the ninja and then all this, everything that came in, like I liked a lot of those things. And then all of a sudden it was just like, all right, now we're cars, let's go. And I was like, and I think we got the inner, I can't. So this is where it gets blurry to me because I remember dipping out. Did we get the TV show or the movie first?
No, the movie led to the TV show.
TV show. That's what I thought. So I didn't watch the movie. And then all of a sudden this TV show and I was like, what happened? So then I had to go back and watch the movie and it was just like.
And the movie was done by Fox. So it was like straight, like it was straight from the television series, like at the end of Zio into Turbo. And then Turbo right into, it followed everything right into the television show, which is why we spoke about this, where I think they might be going, you know, and redoing again. Like if you look back, they were ahead of their time by doing that show straight from the TV, using the same characters, not adding Ivan Ooze or anything, you know, or adding anything extra. You got introduced to all these new characters and all these new, like, you know, whatever. And you're right. What really sucked was the fact that Steve's character, just like, I had to go watch and rewatch the movie and I'm like, when did he leave and why? Because I remember on the show, it was graduation day, right after the movie. It was graduation. And
he just like hands it over, right? Like, yeah,
he was there and he broke his foot or something. And he said he was going away and doing different things. Tommy never showed up to the graduation. He was at a racetrack racing. Like, it was just out of this world. And then Justin shows up and he's like, guys, your graduation's called off because the world's being threatened. I'm like, what happened? What's going on? And I moved off from it, man. I was just like, this isn't for me. And the cast that replaced them were really good. Don't get me wrong. They did their thing in space. They really like were phenomenal. And I believe that they were so strong together, that cast, the way they were like the last team of a continuation series, because after because
they basically bounced from Turbo over to In Space. That so that, like, I remember I actually watched that episode of where they like came and then all of a sudden they're like, all right, we're going to space to continue this fight. And it's like, what? And then I remember dipping out and then dipping back in because people were like, hey, you should check this out, it's really good. But there is, I mean, like, all right, I saw something in there. The Justin thing was cool. If as a kid or at that time for us, like being a part, like it was like, oh, screw this kid.
And I was
like,
much older, so I wasn't.
What,
like,
does he have that we don't? Yeah,
why is he?
We could totally be Rangers, exactly. I think that was everybody saying, but like he was cool, and like even talking to him in the Zoom call we did the other day, like he's a cool guy, and like I, like, you know, he gets a lot of hate that he doesn't deserve from that, but I mean, it's got to be cool as a kid, especially his age, to jump into like one of the biggest shows in the world at the time and take over something for somebody else and just be like, all right, cool, I'm a Ranger now. It just always, I think the thing that got me the most was when he morphed, he just grew and like, and it's a whole thing. So like in the comic books, like you have Shazam, who's, you know, Billy Batson, and he says Shazam, and all of a sudden now he's an adult and does this. And it's been done numerous times, but I think at that time I was like, no, absolutely not. There's no way he's 6 feet now. Screw this, I'm out.
And it was everybody's gripe with the whole episode, right? Like you saw him like grow and he acknowledges, it's like, whoa, I'm like 6'3" now and I'm a man.
And I've got muscles.
I'm like, wait, what happened? What happened? Like, why is this a thing? And why, like, I was questioning so many things that was going on, but he was there. And like, even after they brought him back for, like, he saved the Space Rangers once. Like the car, remember the car was in trouble and got away, and then they had to look for the red turbo car and all this stuff. It was just like, the storylines are pretty crazy, man.
Dude, but even the end of it, even like when you take that and you go to space, and like the whole ending was Zordon and then like cleansing the universe with the morphing grid energy. And like I was like, oh, I guess this is done. Like we're never gonna see anything again. Like the morphing grid is history.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, like, okay, cool. Like, but then they started, I don't know, man. I think Mystic Force got like really, really like corny for me. I don't know. For some reason, man, like as when Disney took it over, I think Disney did a great job with Dino Thunder. They did a great job with, and I never watched SPD. They did a great job with Wild Force. Unfortunately, the dude, the Red Ranger from Wild Force, is still in jail.
Yeah,
if you remember, if you remember that thing, that was pretty crazy.
Well, right? It's crazy because. Yeah, that whole Yeah. Well, and he's, and I have that statue in my office, and like somebody came, so it's funny because somebody came into my house one time. They're like, "Why do you have a statue of a murderer?" And I was like, "Well, when I did, when I got it, that wasn't a thing. Like that was like Toys R Us. Like, did, I'm sorry.
You know, it happens. I mean, not a lot of us would ever think that any of these guys would end up killing someone else. But yeah. So I felt like they should have done a movie for Time Force. As well, I think Time Force was really ahead of its game. I think the acting, Jason Font
was Aaron good Cahill,
too. The storyline, I think it had so much in it, and it wasn't as corny as people perceived it.
No, they could have done so much with that show. Out of all the series of Power Rangers besides Space, they could have done so much with Time Force. Just the ability to go back and forth and change events and do all that stuff. Like, it's a whole Back to the Future thing. Like, you could have done so much with it. And they just, I feel like Disney at that point just didn't, like, they had already sold out. Like, they were like, ah, screw this. And they were just crapping out stuff. And they had some great series. Like, RPM was, I thought the RPM was great.
I'm just starting RPM. I skipped over Lightspeed Rescue. I don't know. The song is pretty cool, but like, I jumped over. I just didn't, I don't know.
Overdrive was like,
I couldn't get into it. Like, I didn't understand. Like, after Wild Force, I was like, okay, I can really stand this and what was coming after that. But now Mystic Force, I was just like, no, I think Disney was trying to just look at things that they were doing within the Disney brand and like maybe seeing how they could incorporate. Unfortunately, this is toy stuff, you know, like toy, right? That's how you say TOEI.
Yeah.
Toy was the one producing these shows, but I felt like Disney somehow had some hand in it because they were like, you know, you had all the Harry Potter stuff and then you had Mystic Force. Like, to me, I was like, are they working hand in hand? But no. So yeah, but by the way, shout out to everybody in the chat. We're not ignoring anyone, by the way. I'm just listening.
Raging.
To my...
I will tell you, I saw what he posted earlier. Here's the thing. I will go PR all day. However, VR Troopers was solid for what it was.
Oh,
it got
that's
a lot of hate.
Okay.
It didn't get a lot of love, but I did enjoy the concept of that show. And the cast, and it's always funny when the girl that was in that, she did so much stuff after that, and I always see her, and I'm like, yo, she was in VR
Everything.
Troopers, and people are like, what is VR Troopers? And I'm like, never mind.
Yeah, she was like in absolutely like every, like, I call them novelas in Spanish, but soap operas, you know. She was in soap operas for the longest, and she was like on Hallmark Channel movies a lot of the time. And let me tell you something, we have Brian Hawkins on the show all the time. He's a friend of the show. And he just sent me like 400 freaking signed, you know, by hand pictures. And I'm looking at him like, damn, I remember watching VR Troopers. And we've had, like I said before, we've explored his story. And now he did the whole thing with, he was going to be the White Ranger. And Jason was supposed to be Ryan Steele on the show. So,
dude,
like,
imagine how different things would have been if Tommy went out with the Green Ranger powers, because that was a whole story all along, and they were gonna kill him off, basically kill his character off. He'd lose his powers. He leaves, because that's, you know, you leave, you move. When your parents have to move, you can no longer be a Power Ranger, or there's a peace summit, whatever. But I can't even imagine when he left, having Brad come in and doing the White Ranger, and now all of a sudden you've got Tommy over here in VR Troopers. I don't.
Well, let me tell you, Brad mentioned this, guys, and not to get off topic, but this is all together. This is Saban's whole like library of stuff. But he was getting death threats to bring Jason back on the show.
Yep.
He mentioned it. Brian Hawkins said it on the show. He goes, dude, they were getting like so many death threats and letters in, like Fox and all of them were like, you gotta bring him back. And like last minute, you could actually Google this, but they have the VR Trooper pilot with Jason David Frank.
Yep,
doing
I've
the entire
it.
Episode, and it is bizarre to even see him
it's
in anything
so
other than a Power Ranger.
Yeah, you know? Because you're like, what is Tom? Why is what's Tommy doing over there? And it's a whole different storyline because he's searching for his dad and all this stuff. Like, I remember watching. I remember when the internet. I want to say when the internet started. I remember when the internet was created. I remember when. The popular thing at the time was going back and getting all these lost episodes and like doing that. And I remember when that dropped and I watched it and I was just like, whoa, it's like watching the first, the pilot episode of Power Rangers. It's like so weird without Trini. And
they don't
like,
even have the right group in there. It's insane. Yeah,
it's so, and the morphing sequence, like there's just such weirdness there. Like imagine if that would have actually aired as opposed to what actually aired. Like, I don't think it would have been as popular. And I think PR would have gone off if Brad had come over because people were so angry. I mean, at that time, Tommy had the number one selling toy. Everybody wanted Green Ranger stuff. Like, you basically killed that character off. If you watch, I think it's The Toys That Made Us on Netflix. I think they mention it in there. They talk about the fact that when he came off, when they talk about the Power Ranger episode, when they came off, that Saban actually got mailed tons of stuff and people were calling like, you have to bring him back. It's not, you can't do this. Like, this isn't like, and it wasn't just Brad, it was everybody. So they had to make an executive decision.
And talking about everything that happened back then and how crazy the world kind of moves along. I think that PR was such a huge hit, right? And still is in a lot of people's hearts and minds, that they won't religiously watch anything other than that was it. That was my childhood. I don't care about any other suits or anything else that was brought into the Power Ranger universe. And you mentioned this as well before we got on the show, is the fact that Boom Studios, which is freaking killing it right now, along with Hasbro, is releasing a new book, Mighty Morphin, and they're gonna follow the story of the original Five Rangers and a whole new Green Ranger. And on top of that, they're releasing a second book. Tell them about the second book. I know you were telling me about it.
Okay, so first of all, they're rebooting Mighty Morphin. Like, they're basically scrapping their universe that they had already created. But I don't think they're using I don't think it's not the original Rangers. So it's all new.
I thought they were using the original Rangers again.
As far as like what it says, like on there, it says it looks like there's a new team has assembled to take on the deadliest threats of the Earth. But who will the Green Ranger be? So you're going to have a White Ranger and a Green Ranger, but I think it's a whole new, it's whatever their series is. So they're going back, but it doesn't say if it's going to be the original team or not, especially because they're rebooting with that second series that's going to be the Omega Rangers.
Yes. Yeah.
And that is going to be interesting because you got Jason, Zach, and Trini in there, and you got their whole Omega thing. And they're basically pitching this whole new idea as almost like a Ranger.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Are you guys still able to hear me? Am I still online? Okay, I'm still live. Cool. So he just lost power, in his house, guys. He just lost power. Spectrum strikes again. Mike will be coming right back. So apparently, the power went out by his house. He lives down in Florida, and Florida has now you can see me. You can see me twice. Florida is like crazy when it comes to all these like storms and whatnot. So I'm hoping that he's okay, but he should be back soon, guys. Don't worry about it. But anyway, like he was saying, the Omega Rangers, I'm gonna let him finish that, but I want to see if you guys have anything. I want to read the chat, man. What you guys done? I heard that Austin St. John and Jason David Frank real life beef. You know what, Raging Veteran, I'm gonna be able to talk to him about that on Tuesday when he comes on. But what I heard, I don't think it's like super real beef. I think it was just more or less like the battle of like who's the best martial artist back then, I want to say. I'm not sure, but the Fantastic Solo Show. But yeah, so Nasty Storms, yep, so he got a bunch of Nasty Storms out there. I think they squashed it. Yes, Smiley, they definitely. I have a few questions for him, but I'll text you later. All right, Raging, for sure, man. What do you think about the PR movie 2017? Marina, so you know what? The PR movie in 2017, I watched it. I think that the story of the individual Rangers, the way that they came together was really dope. It was a really strong storyline. The way that it's different backgrounds, retold in a different way. Just seeing different faces in different suits and different colors. was like insane to me. You know, Billy, the character, the gentleman who played Billy Cranston, he killed it. I think he was like, he stole the entire show. And I think that Steve was, me and him were talking about this on air one time, and he said the same thing. And I think that having just a sprinkle of Tommy and Kimberly on the show was something good too. It was really strong. Just kind of like, you know, a little ode to the old school, you know what I'm saying? But I would like to hear from you guys in the chat room. What did you guys think of the Power Ranger movie in 2017? I mean, we got a lot of people in here, and I'd like to get from you guys exactly like what you guys think. And yeah, raging 100%. Everyone had a crush on Kimberly. But I'll tell you what. When Catherine took over as the Pink Ranger, I think crushes were even intensified. You know, I think that when she came into the show, people fell in love with her. And I think they really did a good job of moving Kimberly out of the picture. Only thing I don't like about the 2017 movie was Goldar. Let me tell you something, Goldar looked crappy. I don't know who in here would actually defend.
Are you talking about Goldar?
Oh, wait, he's here. Hold on, let me turn him back on. Bam, there he is.
No, sorry about that.
No, what are you sorry about? You
there's a nasty storm right now, and literally I just heard lightning or like thunder strike, and then it just goes, and I'm like going in on the Power Rangers, and then I just
it wouldn't be into the Morphin Grid if we did not get struck by lightning. That's all I gotta say, ladies and gentlemen.
What was I saying?
But yeah, we're talking about Omega Rangers and coming back.
Oh, right. Okay, so
I'm gonna let you take over again.
They're pitching it as like a civil war, basically, where the three of them go off against Zordon's wishes, and they face a brand new what are they calling it? A mysterious cosmic threat, is what they're saying. But here's the crazy thing. So if you know me, you know I'm a huge Shattered Grid guy. So I love comic books in general, but Shattered Grid might be the single best universe I've ever seen. They started from back, you know, where we all checked in, you know, they changed little things like Bulk and Skull being like vloggers. Like there was like little nuances in there. But Shattered Grid was just so solid, and Lord Draken was such a badass villain. And the fact they like kill Tommy, spoiler alert, in that whole thing, and then it's just the universe they created. So this, the Omega Rangers, will be fighting that new cosmic threat with the help of Lord Draken. The problem is they don't know what his deal is. So they don't know where he sits. And on July 25th, it hurts my soul that we can't all be there in person, but on July 25th, Comic-Con is doing their Boom Studios panel, and yes, we're getting all the information on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. We're getting all the information on the Omega Rangers, and potentially who knows what else Hasbro is going to release. Maybe they're going to show us more of these.
Yes. Yes. By the way, did you see that they're just dropping figures now? Hasbro's just dropping from the Boom Studios line, ladies and gentlemen. They're just dropping figures randomly, like I want to say like Recon Marines in the middle of the night dropping from a helo.
Okay. Go.
Nobody.
Bro.
Yeah, they're just, people are finding them in Targets. I'm like looking for them too now. You know, I'm like, what
Shattered Grid Lord Draken Evo 3 figure that is coming out in September for $49.99. You're welcome, Hasbro.
$49.99.
On Hasbro Plus. Pulse, not Plus.
you just created
I'm
your own
watching
channel.
So much Disney Plus. I'm creating a new thing. Dude, that thing is savage. I saw that drop and I was like,
Anna Boko has a great question, by the way. Did you read the new Ranger Slayer? Because I'm here in Chicago. I'm not in my normal studio at home in Jersey. And I decided to go to Challenger Comics, amazing store out here, by the way, Chicago, if you're ever around the area. And I went, it's down the street from Pro Wrestling Tees. I went there to go specifically look for it. Gone. Out of stock. And that was in the afternoon. I said, let me give you some time. We're in COVID. How many people are really going to show up in the store to go pick this up? Gone in the back, gone out of the box, gone out of the shelves. So upset. That's... Ranger Slayer, bro. You know about Ranger Slayer, right?
Obviously, yeah,
you
guys shot a
grid. What do you think about
I think it's cool. Like, I love the fact that there's like an alternate Kimberly. Like, I think that's that's kind of a cool concept, and how she's like a badass. But I also like how she kind of sold out one good in the end. Like she was, you know, innately good anyway. So she kind of just came back around and was like, all right, I'm done with this, you know. And she was ultimately the linchpin that helped them overcome Draken. But I think it's cool. So I haven't read that series. After Shattered Grid, I tried to follow along with the new Ranger team they put together and everything. And it just, it's a little scattered for me. It wasn't as focused as Shattered Grid. So I'm actually, that's why I'm very excited about the reboot of Mighty Morphin.
I am as well. You know, it's funny because we had Ryan Parrott, which is the lead writer of the Power Rangers series, you know. He just finished writing Go Go Power Rangers and ended that. And I think that the it was incredible the way bringing in the Stone Canyon crew, you know, which is Steve Cardenas, Karen Ashley's, and Johnny Bosch characters into the group. I thought it was amazing the way that they brought them in. They have such spunk in the comic book. It totally refreshes who they were and who they are, right? As opposed to that in the show, if you guys remember, they're just rollerblading and doing these incredible rollerblading tricks, going downhill and flying through the air for 7 or 8 feet at a time. I don't know if you remember that, Mike, but that was like incredible. I asked Steve all the time, dude, where did you learn how to rollerblade like that? You know what I'm saying?
It's like if you look honestly. if you look at the opening scene of the movie too, it's just them like they like skydive and then they're like rollerblading through Australia. And it's like, all right, how many badass things can you do in the first 5 minutes of a movie?
They're the best. That's why, bro. Come on, man. They're Power Rangers. They got the power. That's why we're here now. We're in the Morphin Grid. But yeah, so I thought to myself, like, damn, like it's crazy that they brought him in. So this is why I questioned it. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that it's a whole new team, Mike, that in, for Mighty Morphin that they're bringing in. If anybody on the chat wants to look it up real quick on Google and let us know Mighty Morphin what this is all about, because I thought from what Ryan said is that now that they introduced the Stone Canyon group, they were going to keep them in the storyline.
I don't know, but if you think about it though, like in the beginning, Go-Go Power Rangers and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers were two separate series in the comic books. And then when the whole Shattered Grid thing happened, they pulled everything in. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it might still be the same team, but the way this thing is worded, it says a new Mighty Morphin team has assembled. Jesus. So that makes me think that there is a brand completely spanking new team, which if boom, so let's play a what if scenario.
Oh, I like this. What if?
So what if with Micro? What if Hasbro and Boom?
Oh God,
are talking right now, and Hasbro's over here going, hey, we've got this movie thing going on. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do this. We want to tie the TV show with the movie. What if we introduce this new team in the comic book to get people used to it, and then carry them over here? Now they've got a TV show and a movie. Now, I doubt they're going to actually do that because they've never been that calculated. But if they are, for fan, I mean, that's a win-win for us.
Boom Studios, let me tell you something, is killing it. Shout out to Ryan Parrott and the entire team there. The CEO of Boom Studios follows us as well here on the show. You know, and I keep up with everything that he's posting. And I'm like always like on top of it, like, come on, just let something out. Something that we want to know really, really badly. But like this Comic-Con coming up on Saturday, and I think, is it 1 p.m. Eastern that they go live? 1 p.m. West Coast? I thought I saw something like that.
I think it's West Coast time, but I don't have the exact time.
So it'll be like 4 p.m. for us. Somebody just asked them, is anyone from Hasbro in here? I don't know. And if you are, hit us
if
up.
They are... Take notes.
yeah, please. I think it'll be a cool idea. Like you said, I never even thought about it that way, where they use the Rangers from the comic books in a way, or the stories that have already been pre-written for them. You know, they just got to turn this and turn them into a screenplay, you know?
I mean, the thing is like, all right, so fandom is great. Fandom can be great in a lot of ways. And you can learn a lot from, you know, fans. But at the same time, you have toxic fans, and there's different, you know, kinds of fans who have information. So you can't listen to everything. But I will say this, if Hasbro is smart, and, you know, like Boom Studios has in the past, they've grabbed writers and artists and people involved in that that grew up with the franchise or that love the franchise, that have a passion for it, so they could create new things based on what was already there and what they loved. If Hasbro is smart, they will do the same thing as far as with the universe, the movie universe, and doing all that stuff. They will grab in people who know the original content, who know where it was to take it where it needs to be now.
Man, you see, like, we could, the guys, if you guys didn't know this, I you know, besides the Fantastic Duo show, we're going to be adding an extra show called Into the Morphin Grid. So any of you who are sitting here, you can follow Into the Morphin Grid Instagram. Just search for it, and right there you'll see the links for Twitter and everything else. Or you could go into themorphingrid.com, and you could follow all the accounts through there. I know that Mike is very excited for this, as I am. I'm hoping that I can have Mike on a lot more. Now that, you know, he has, we graduated. We started with the DMs. now we have each other's phone numbers. You know, Ness, I'm not trying to take your man away from you. But you know, it's just something where,
at least buy me dinner first.
I will. I promise. But I think that this is just a little something, because I feel, and I told this to Mike, it's crazy that I think that they're setting up the series for another 30 years. Am I wrong to say that with the way that things are going? Like, they're pulling away from the live action footage with Toei, and something's brewing. We as fans don't have any idea what's going on, you know? And it's creating all this speculation, and all this dust is rising from this. And when the dust settles, we're going to have something, I think, in my mind, that's going to be put up for the next 30 years for fans. And kids love this stuff.
Yeah, it's just, I think with Hasbro, it's just so hard to gauge where they're at, because some things they do really well. Sometimes it seems like they don't care about it. Sometimes it seems like they do care about it. Some of their figures, like if you look at some of the stuff they've released, some of them are great. Some of them aren't great. Like some of the stuff that that they released before Saban, and then you've got the stuff now, and you compare them next to each other. Some of them are not as good, and they're, you know, it just looks like they're like,
pick this, let's one just, let's do it.
Yeah, drop this figure. Like, it's funny because I was looking at this Gold Ranger figure, and I was looking at my other one, and I'm like, I don't really, it's not as detailed as the other one. It's nice. And I mean, you got Trey and everything up here, and like, it's cool and all, but
I think Hasbro's doing what they can with what they have. Right. I think, but they're really, they've put a lot of their money and a lot of their time into the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers series. Because every time I go online and I see people posting pictures of things that they found in the stores that are brand new, that they haven't even promoted, it's a lot of like they re-released 12 inch figures, or is it 8? Of the flip heads. Remember the ones that used to hit the belt and they would morph? They re-released those in like really big,
I have them all.
You have them all?
I have them.
Like the original ones?
I have the original ones, and I have the re-release ones.
Oh my God.
I mean, they look exactly the same. They got that little sticker inside of it.
Sticker inside. Yeah. But they've actually released another one now. They look like they're wearing shields, because they're like, they stick out from the sides. It's insane. Like, they're really putting their money. Listen, I'm a huge fan, and I know that nostalgia will drive money into anything. And I know parents are going to buy their kids all these figures and stuff like that, just to kind of like relive what they went through as well. Really, you know, we're all going to do it, Mike. I see you here in the future with your son or daughter running around reading Power Ranger comic books, and you know, she wants to be whatever ranger she wants to be, and you're over there going fighting him or her.
I'm all for it.
The other one, I can see it happening, man. I can see it happening. I mean, you have the spirit within you, you know.
Or I'll just be a Zed. I'll just be Zed to her.
Oh, you could be Zed. Yeah. I have a question for you, man. As we're moving along here, man, this show flew. We got like 15 minutes left. Give me your top five, bad guys from Power Rangers, like with five being not the best and one being the one that you absolutely love. I think I already know what one is, but I'd like to hear from you, like bringing them back, because you know, I see Zed is back in the comic book, and he's bringing back the Dark Rangers, you know. Ooh. So I don't know if you saw that. So
I didn't see that. That's interesting. Yeah,
he in the last episode in issue 51, he turned Rita, Goldar, Babu, Squaw, and one more person, I forgot who it was, into his Dark Rangers. Remember the Dark Rangers?
Oh, you know what? I did see. Yeah. I did see that. Speaking of different Rangers, I would love to see if they're going to go down that route with that. And I'll answer that question for you in a second. I would love to see the Psycho Crew and maybe another Forever Red. Bring back all the new, every Red Ranger ever, and bring back the Psycho, and have
just let them go wild, destroy everyone, and begin a whole new storyline. The Psycho Rangers are insane. Hey, listen, they re-released them one by one, unfortunately, and then they got the five pack. They hit everybody up with the five pack. People are pretty upset, but you know, it is what it is. You know,
that's the stuff I'm talking about. That just, I don't know. They're just like, oh, let's just make money off of this, whatever.
Right. Yes. They have the IP. I will say this. They're going to make the money off of it. Right?
This is the first time I didn't reorder the Dragon Dagger. I didn't reorder. There's certain things I haven't reordered because I'm just kind of like waiting to see what Hasbro is going to do with it, because I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm just kind of standoffish for them right now. But to answer your question, I'm going to go Z1 just because I remember that. Was it like season two at first episode when he comes in and like you're just like, oh my god, this guy's insane, and just like all the stuff he did. I love him. He's one of my favorites. So Mr. Axelrod, I'm going with Zed. One,
rest in peace.
Ivan, rest in peace. Ivan Ooze 2. I really enjoyed it.
Really?
Ivan.
You like Ivan Ooze, even though they didn't continue him from the
I
movie?
I thought that he was such a good standalone.
Do you feel like
standalone.
They should have kept him in the show somehow?
Absolutely. And that's, dude, that was one of, speaking of disappointments, when they went on to that whole series afterwards, the fact that like all of a sudden the Machine Nation came in and like all this stuff. So you're like, what? What happened to, the whole, what?
I agree. I think they kind of like messed up in the whole, like, I think the only thing that they brought back from the movie was the Tongas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk to you after these, after you name your five people here. I want to talk to you about your top five sideshow crew. You know, the Putties, Tongas.
Yeah.
I want to know from your mind, like, which ones do you think were the best?
Okay. I'm gonna go Rita 3. Because no matter if you love her or hate her, she was consistent.
Rita, are you getting the two pack? With Rita and Zed together, 25-year anniversary.
Yes. Guilty. I will be getting that.
Guilty.
And their love story is one of the greatest untold love stories ever.
The untold love stories.
I was told a lot. No, it was a good. I loved that whole thing with those two. Man, I don't know.
It's hard, right? Did you? What about the Machine Empire dudes? I don't think they were scary.
I wasn't a big fan of those.
The dude from Dino Thunder, the bad guy from Dino Thunder, was pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked his
storyline was cool. He was the white Dino Thunder's dad.
Think about it, it was kind of like VR Troopers. That whole like.
Oh damn! I didn't think about that. Look at you bringing back VR Troopers.
It was like the dad, and then you realize that the bad guy, it's all this stuff. Like, it's just like,
Can we put our collective brains together, you and I? I'll go, my parents live down in Orlando. I'll visit Orlando. You and I just sit in a room and recreate VR Troopers in our own, like,
done
fandom, and just like, bring it back.
I just had this conversation with, we did a live thing for a Comic-Con with Drew Gulak and, Johnny Gargano. I want to say Johnny Wrestling all the time, but
all the time.
And we were talking, and so like we did this thing, and they did like a quick fire question, and they were saying VR Troopers or Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Oh.
And so I was the only one that said VR Troopers, and they were like, no, it was awful. Big Bad Beetleborgs is where it was at. And I was like, no, it was too hokey. It's too hokey for me.
If you thought the whole thing with the Blue Ranger being a little kid was bad, can you imagine the Big Bad Beetleborgs? Whoa, we're tall. Look at us have strength. Oh, that was really bad. The Jay Leno lookalike guy.
Yeah. I hated that ghost guy. It's too much.
Too much.
I'm trying to think. Diva Talks.
Oh, yeah.
I love
Diva Talks. There you go. Oh, you got one more then. You pretty much got, four now.
What was, it's going to escape me right now because I was thinking about something else. What was the guy's name? The biggest letdown. Of bad guys was Zed and Rita's child, the bad guy from
I forgot where he was at, but I just finished watching this season and thinking to myself, oh wait, people brought it back. If anybody on the chat remembers who it was, it was short-lived. Thrax. Yes,
I wanted him to be so gangster. I wanted him to be so good, and he just was kind of like, he wasn't my favorite.
That's all five right there for you. You killed it. No,
five.
One? Let me see. Zed, Rita, Diva Talks, Thrax. Oh, you need one more. Yeah.
No, it's Zed, Rita, Diva Tox. Ivan Ooze.
Oh, Ivan Ooze, yes. Diva Tox, and now Thrax. That's five.
Thrax, I see, but Thrax was a disappointment for me.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I was saying he was a disappointment. He should have been on that list, but he was a disappointment. Ooh,
what
for
about
me.
Astronomer?
So,
Astronomer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think I'm going to go with space. I think Astronomer was, because then you get all the side story on her and like you find out so much. And then right. I think, yeah, I'll stick with the original. Like that first like six
that first
group
wave.
Of,
yeah.
I think that's what's it for me.
Yeah, that's good though. And I kind of agree with the same. I would replace one of them with just Astronomer, because I think like to me that's when they started really bringing in a more female strong characters after Rita. You know, they started bringing in Diva Tox, then they brought Astronomer, and it just kept on rolling and coming in like the big strong female characters. Ninja Storm had I forget her name, but yeah, Ninja Storm had one as well. But yeah, so now what about the five like baddies? I want to say like the putties or what the Machine Empire ones. I think that for me it's always
Goldar.
I think for me it's always been Goldar. For me in my head, like Goldar was just the ultimate, but I wish like those battles that he did when they were in the dimension, like in the castle, when he always trapped Jason.
You're not getting out of here, Green Ranger.
He sounds so much. And for a second, I'm like, man, Triple H is doing great as Goldar, because.
Tommy, it's time to play the game.
Every time you go back, he has that. Oh, he brings it up, and he's like, you know, all powerful and mighty. But I thought that he was an amazing. What did you think about Goldar Maximus? Did you see any of these episodes yet, or am I spoiling it for you?
I haven't seen any of them.
I'm spoiling it for anybody. Then never mind. I am not bringing this in.
I haven't seen any of the most recent stuff.
Okay, Goldar is not back in Power Rangers Beast Morphers.
All right.
I did not say that. Guys, do not watch it. It's all hoax.
When you were talking about Hokey Goldars, I thought you were talking about the movie, the most recent movie.
The movie did a disgusting job of recreating Goldar, and even the Megazord was unrecognizable to me. It looked like a hunk of metal just put together that looks like a man walking down the street. And it's unfortunate, because again, you're talking about how did the Megazord from the 1995 movie actually look like one, and the one from 2017 doesn't, like, it's just weird looking.
I will say I liked the concept of them each controlling one
pieces.
Piece. Yeah. I thought that was cool. Kind of like not functional. Like you got all that technology and you can't make it all work with one thing. I
don't know.
I mean, all right.
I don't know.
I thought that the whole build up, you're like, finally the whole movie, you're like, morph, do all this. Or
yes,
you got the Zord.
Forever.
And then he's like here and you're like, yeah, go get him. And he just falls. And I was like, bah.
And did you remember that in Turbo? It was a live action suit. They didn't use a lot of CGI in Turbo. They actually used somebody in the costume to do all the Megazord fighting. It's like they cut corners on certain things and they didn't on others. But I thought it was cool though, because you got the continuation. You were able to see what you saw in the theater. You were able to see in the movie. And I think maybe that was also its downfall too, if you think about it. I think it was because you didn't have the big special things that happened in the last one. I mean, what's your take on that before we get out of here?
I mean, I like my Zords with people in them. Controlling them over fake cities. I mean, I think CGI is one of those things where it's either good or bad. You know what I mean? And like, usually like I feel like the first movie they had a good budget, but I don't think they used it for what it was for. And then they went out on the costumes, and the second one had such a small budget and they kept everything in like smallest things. But when you turn everything into CGI, it doesn't matter. I know the new Rangers now, like they have all the CGI stuff, but I love those guys. It's like the Godzilla stuff, man. It's like you got the dude in costume and all that stuff. I love those fights, man. I just love that original like concept of like breaking cities, and then the people down below go, ah. I love that stuff.
I wish
that would never work out in the movie because of 4K and all this stuff. Like you have to do CGI. I just think that the designs could have been better.
I agree, man. I agree. And I want to thank everybody. Like, man, like today you guys killed it on the chat, by the way. I mean, like, you know, we still got 5 minutes, but I'm looking looking at the chat, people were just, you know, I think that the fandom and the people that are on here have such a deep love for watching this, and I think everyone had their own individual reasons as to why they, you know, became fans of the show and why they love the show and why they love the characters. You know, and so big shout out to everyone on here. You got somebody here calling saying, "What's up, Mike? Red Wings fan, 1993."
What up?
So, you know, I think it was cool. So is it safe to say that this was, to me, by the way, guys, this was just like a precursor, like a preview of what Into the Morphin Grid is going to be bringing to you guys. We wanted to kind of throw in a little bit of everything in here to kind of show you guys that it's not just going to be like one boring topic. It's going to be discussions with you guys in the chat room. It's going to be discussions that we're going to be, you know, putting out on social media that you guys can put in your 33 cents in, you know, and like, and just go at it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no conventions. There's no place that anybody can go right now and have that one-on-one with their people. So why not have it here with us? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is too, is like, fandom is a great thing. And like, everybody needs a place to express their fandom. And like, this is a great place for Power Ranger fans. And like, a great place to get all the information. Like, I know people have sat at home and thought about different scenarios and different stuff. I mean, it's a good thing to kind of get it out there. And then we can, now we're in a time where we can actually see it all play out because, you know, Hasbro, we're going to see what they're going to do. So, you know, all the input is an awesome place.
I am excited for my wallet losing a lot of money because there's going to be so many. It looks like they're just dropping things out of the blue, and I got to find a way to pay for these things. You know, and more things are going to come into the show, and great, you know, more updates and whatever. Like, I think that this is just a place that we're going to be able to, I mean, could you imagine a year from now, Mike, we can take Into the Morphin Grid along with the Fantastic Duo show with Steve and take this into conventions and do this live with people in front of us taking questions and being able to speak to others like in person, having that one-on-oneness with people. You know, I think it's great. I think it'll be
I'm here for it.
I'm all about it, man.
I've always said this, like, they're the fandoms are like the coolest places because you're just filled with people who are passionate and love something. So like, once we get to a point where we can actually be back out there with people and like spreading it and sharing and doing that stuff, dude, I'm all about it. I love, one of my favorite things is going to like Comic Cons and conventions and meeting Ranger fans. Like, love.
Yeah, for sure. So I know I'm very thankful of everyone in the Rage team, Rage crew. You know, that came along and came in here into the chat and you know, sat with us and saw Mike get hit by lightning. And he really got sucked into the Morphin Grid, by the way.
I did. I'll be back. I'm going into the Morphin Grid.
I'm like, oh no, I froze too because I didn't know what happened. I thought I lost signal. So I'm like staring at the screen aimlessly and people are like, you're live. I'm like, oh.
You're in this, kid. Dude, I was like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I just hear it. And then everything just goes, my light wall, everything goes down. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
All right. And well, when I got your text, just happened.
I'm like, oh no, he did get hit by lightning. I in my head was like, I think he's in the middle of a storm. That's just me guessing. And then the next thing you know, you confirmed it. So yeah, guys. So make sure you follow Into the Morphin Grid, you know, on Instagram. The Instagram is going to have the links for everything that, you know, we're going to be putting up on Twitter as well. So it's just recycling itself all over. Follow the Fantastic Duo Show. Obviously, we go live every Tuesday and Thursday, and that's with Mr. Steve Cardenas. Steve, as I mentioned before, for anybody who just happened to land here in the very last 2 minutes of the show, is in Vegas doing a lot of signatures, doing his thing. He just came back from Cali. The man's everywhere.
He's a machine.
And, you know, every time I turn on, you know, he tells me where he's going. It's like, dude, are you like, you know, morphing and going there and teleporting? Like, you know, one day you're home and the next day you're somewhere else. It's pretty awesome. You know, like I live my life through his eyes sometimes. If that's easy to say. Like, that is so awesome to just be able to see the fans and the kids and everyone, you know, like, it's cool. And Alice says that he says hello. Alice, tell him that we miss him and love him. And I can't wait to see him on Tuesday. But Mike, you got a brand new mic too, man. I like that.
I know. I'm so excited about it. I literally,
Mike, we were trying to super.
we were trying to hook it up and like figure it out. I was like, dude, let's log in now because I got to figure this mic out. I'm all XLR now, which is so weird. But...
You've upgraded into, you're really in the morph. Like you, I know it's cliche to say, but you're really out there, man. Like next week, you'll probably be in full gear. I don't know, helmet, you know,
I'm ready.
Shield.
I'm ready. I'll wear my helmet next time.
Oh, I'm waiting for the Red Ranger Hasbro one, by the way. So just saying.
Dude, you know what? I'll throw this in real quick. The one thing that I was always, because somebody said Tokusatsu in there, and I was very disappointed with Masked Rider when it came over here. Because when I lived in Japan, I watched Kamen Rider, Black and Black RX. Like those were nice. My like jams. And I used to run home from school and like go and watch it. And I was always hoping that we would have got a mask, like they would just reboot it and like we'd get a helmet. That's on my bucket list. I've still got, the only helmets I'm missing are a Gold Zeo that I want, a Lord Draken, and I want a Mask Rider.
Let's see if
Rider Black RX.
A Nikki cosplay would sponsor us, man. What's up?
Send yeah, right.
What's over, man? We'll wear it the entire show. We'll put a lapel mic inside.
I will wear it the entire show. I'll wear it out in public right now. It's socially acceptable, so.
For sure. So, Mike, let them know, man, where everyone can find you. I know a lot of people are here from your show, but a lot of people are also from our show, like mingling. So, like, let them know, man.
Yeah, I don't know, you see it right down. I don't know if it shows on there. I don't know if it is, but yeah. So you can find me Mike Rome WWE on Twitch, on Instagram, on Twitter. It's all the same. You can also, if you want, if there's any horror fans in here, we've got the Grounded Pod now. Grounded Podcast.
Please plug that in. Tell them everything. Where can they find
it? It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes now. It's anywhere you get your podcast now. It's literally everywhere. So make sure you guys check it out. Like, subscribe.
Yeah, and sip some coffee while you're at it too.
Yeah. Deathwish. Shout out to Deathwish Coffee for that.
Shout out. Yeah. So once again, guys, thank you so much. You know where you can find me. It's all over the place here in Twitch. So Mike, thank you for coming in and sitting in for Mr. Steve Cardenas. We're really grateful that you were able to come on and help us out, man. Like, we really appreciate you.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, I'll come in anytime, man. Morph into the Morphin Grid.
Yeah, same to the Morphin Grid and into the Fantastic Duel Show and all that good stuff. All right, guys, so we're coming to an end here. Like we said before, follow us, and will we be back? Easy for me to say.
For sure.
We will be back on Tuesday with a gentleman called Jason David Frank. If you guys have
ever heard of him.
So we love you all. Take care.
Thanks for HFAM.